This is Starcade, TV's first video arcade game show. And here's our host, Mark Richards.
Hi, Starcaders, and welcome. We're backstage warming up for today's action, and our two players are getting ready to play some of the most exciting video games in the entire world. Players, are you about ready?
Yeah.
How about you? Let's play Starcade. Starcaders, I'd like to have you meet today's two contestants. We have Alex Clemens over here and Robert Dang. And we'd like to welcome both of you to the program. And our two players have been matched up today based on their game playing ability. And let me tell you right now, Robert and Alex, one of you will have an opportunity to win our grand prize today, your very own video arcade game. And there it is right behind us. And it's the Puyan game. And we'll tell you more about the Puyan game later on in the program. Right now, let's find out about our two contestants. And Alex, how about you?
Well, I'm a 15-year-old college student going to City College in San Francisco, and I'm interested in a fair amount of things, and I haven't decided on what career I'd like to have yet. Not totally.
And I understand you want to be a game show host, huh?
Well, that's one of the things I'm considering right now. There's acting in any form, almost any form, and data processing I'm very interested in also.
Nice to have you with us, and we wish you lots of luck. Let's meet your opponent on Starcade, and this is Robert Dang. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
And tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 12 years old. I'm in 7th grade. I love computers, Starcade, and my clarinet, and I'm trying to learn how to play the guitar.
Do you want to be in a rock and roll band when you grow up?
Yeah.
How about, lead guitar?
No, I'd rather play the bass.
That's a lot easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you want to have your own rock group someday?
Yes, I do.
Let me see. What would you, do you have a name for it?
The Phoenix.
Well, I'll tell you, Robert, if I ever hear of a group like 10 years from now called the Phoenix, I'll say, I know Robert Dang in that group. Is that a deal? All right. Like to shake hands, both of you. Robert and Alex, take your places at the podiums, and let's get ready to play Starcade. And right now, here's Kevin to tell us about the five games on today's program.
Game number one today, Super Pac-Man, a super game of munching. Game two on Starcade, Buck Rogers, a game of rescue on the planet of Zoom. Game number three is Taxcan, a squadron of spaceships roaring through space. Game number four today is Star Trek, an adventure on the Starship Enterprise. And game five, Super Zaxxon, a supersonic flight that's out of this world.
Well, Alex and Robert, those are the five games on today's program. And let me tell you right now that attached to one of those five games is a valuable prize. If you pick that game, that prize is yours.
The mystery game today is Buck Rogers.
Right now, let's see who gets to pick the first game on the program by answering this question. Hands on your buzzers, please, and good luck to both of you. The first competition in the game Alpine Ski is A, downhill skiing, or B, the slalom race. Alex.
B, the slalom race.
No, it's downhill skiing. Robert, you get to pick the first game. You have the advantage. And which one of our five games would you like to play?
Taxcan,
that's the game you're going to play. Kevin, please tell us all about Taxcan.
You're in control of the Taxcan, the fleet commander on a mission in deep space to search out and destroy the evil galactic empire. Lead the squadron on dodging and swerving to avoid incoming fire while you score hits with lasers and missiles. You're on an awesome journey roaring through an unfriendly galaxy on Taxcan.
Robert, you have the advantage. You picked the very first game, and as Taxcan, we're going to give you 60 seconds on our time clock to get as many points as you possibly can. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Good to hear that. Turn around, if you will, please. Get yourself into playing position. Ready? Begin.
Thank you.
1,800 points. How do you feel?
I feel pretty good.
Well, you should. That's a good score. I like it. Come on down here, Alex. And it's up to you right now. We're going to give you 60 seconds on our time clock to accumulate as many points as you possibly can. Do you think you can beat that?
I don't know, but I'm going
to
try.
Well, that's what we like to hear. Good luck to you. Turn around into playing position. Again, 60 seconds on our clock. Ready? Begin. Points even. It's close. Not too much lead, but you are in a lead right now. But we've got four more games to play on Starcade, and we'll find out which of our two Starcaders picks our next game following these words.
The grand prize on today's Starcade is Puyan, a piggy adventure with attacking wolves and defending moms. Puyan, a cute game for all the pig lovers, furnished by Stern Electronics. And now more Starcade with Mark Richards.
Thank you, Kevin, with Alex and Robert. We have four games remaining. Let's see who gets to pick the next game. And let me tell you right now, let's take a look at the score at the end of one game. Alex, your total so far is 18,000 points. Robert, you've got 16,800. A little bit of lead, Alex. Not bad, and you've got some catching up to do. You can do it right now, Robert, with one more game in this round of competition. Remember, the high score at the end of this game gets the right to go for the first prize round. So if you're all set, good luck. Here's your next question. When starting play in the game Tron, the player begins in the center of a maze consisting of A, 5 colored areas, or B, Robert?
B, 4.
Yep, 4 colored areas. You got it. You knew all along, right? Which game do you want? There's 4 games: Buck Rogers, Star Trek, Super Zaxxon, or Super Pac-Man.
Buck Rogers.
And that's our game with a valuable prize. And I'm sure you want to know what it is, don't you?
Yeah.
Robert, here's Kevin to tell you what you've just won.
It's these Parker Brothers home video game cartridges based on popular arcade games, exciting movie themes, and comic book adventures. The challenge awaits you, furnished by Parker Brothers.
Well, Robert, you're off to a good start. You already got yourself a prize, and right now you're going to play Buck Rogers. And here's Kevin to tell us all about the Buck Rogers game.
It's the 25th century, and your mission as Buck Rogers is to liberate the planet of Zoom from the evil source ship. Race through heavily armed channels, through formidable smasher tunnels, and around the towering spires of a cosmic city, avoiding alien ships and heavy ground forces to reach the enemy source ship. You're the superhero of all time on a mission to rescue a planet. You're Buck Rogers.
Well, this is your lucky game. You got Buck Rogers. We're going to give you 50 seconds on the time clock right now, Robert, to get as many points as you possibly can. Remember, whoever has the most amount of points at the end of this game between you and Alex gets to play the first prize round. You all set?
Yeah.
Good to hear it. Good luck to you. Hands on your buzzer there, ready to play, and begin.
got killed.
You got injured, all right? That's a better word on the program. You have 4,274 points. Back to the podium, and come on up here, Alex. See, that's pretty good. He had a score of 4,000-some-odd points. Do you think you can do a little bit better?
Like before, I don't know, but I'm going to try.
Well, we wish you luck. 50 seconds on the time clock. Into playing position, if you will, please. Ready and begin. How do you feel?
I feel great.
Well, good. Let's go on back to the podiums and let's find out which one of you two get to play our very first prize round on Starcade. How do you feel, Robert?
Good.
Think you did well? How about you, Alex?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, we're going to total up the scores right now, and the high score gets to play our first prize round. Alex, at the end of two games, your total points are 23,322. Robert, your score is 21,074, a close game. Alex, come on down here. You get to play our first prize round. Now, we're going to show you the playing fields of four video arcade games. You identify them correctly, and these prizes are yours.
For three correct answers, Alex, it's the Cobra Phone cordless telephone, letting you receive and place calls anywhere inside or outside your home. Model CP99S features attractive styling and a concealed antenna. Enjoy cordless phoning with a Cobra Phone. For four correct answers, it's the Redline PL20 Carrera, the state-of-the-art in bicycle motocross. P for pro performance, L for lightning fast, the Redline PL Carrera, the best in bicycle motocross.
Alex, how do you feel?
I feel good.
Those prizes could be yours. If you're all set, let's turn around and take a look at our playing fields. Let's take a look at number one right now, Alex. Is this Monster Bash or Haunted House?
Haunted House.
No, I'm sorry, that's Monster Bash. Let's move on with number two. Is this Tut's Tomb or Lost Tomb?
Lost Tomb.
Right you are. Number three. Is this Burger Time or Burger Run?
Burger Time.
Yes. Number four. Is this Spirals or Kicks?
Kicks.
You got it. 3 out of 4. You've won yourself a great prize. And how do you feel?
I'm feeling better all the time.
Well, there's lots more prizes, lots more games coming your way, and one of you has a chance to win your very own video arcade game, Puyan, following these words. To Starcade with Alex and Robert, and I might tell you that many of the video games you see on our show are seen for the first time anywhere right here on Starcade. So let's go with our next round of questioning, and let me tell you both right now that this is the big challenge. Only 40 seconds on our time clock, one game to be played. The high score gets to play the super prize round, and one of you will go for the grand prize, your very own video game. So if you're all set, here's an important question. Good luck to both of you. What is the name of the racetrack in the game Pole Position? Is it A, the Atari Raceway, or B, the Fuji Speedway? Robert.
B, the Fuji Speedway.
The Fuji Speedway is right. And right now, let me tell you, Robert, there are three games remaining on our program. They are Star Trek, Super Zaxxon, or Super Pac-Man. Which one will it be?
Super Zaxxon.
Super Zaxxon, it is. And Kevin, please tell us all about Super Zaxxon.
Travel at supersonic speeds through the galaxy in your Super Zaxxon spacecraft. Soar past an ominous floating fortress, scoring points by battling hidden rockets, rotating turrets, tracking parabolic antennas, super spaceships, and maser barriers. Survive the Tunnel of Doom and face the fire-breathing dragon. It's Super Zaxxon!
Hey, right now we're going to give you 40 seconds on the clock to play Super Zaxxon. And you know what happens if you get more points than Alex in this game?
Yeah.
What happens?
Well, I get to play the prize round.
You're right. So right now, let's turn you around, get yourself into position. We wish you lots of luck, Robert. 40 seconds on the clock. Ready, begin. To the podium right now. Come on up here, Alex. You know what you've got to do right now.
Yeah, beat the guy.
If you get more than 3,900 points, you get to go for the super prize round.
I'm going to do my best.
Good luck to you. Into playing position, if you will. 40 seconds on our time clock. Ready, begin. To the podium right now, Alex, and see which one of you between you and Robert get to play the super prize round on Starcade. Let's see, at the end of this game, you have a total amount of points of 4,600 points. Robert, you've got 3,900, a close game, but Alex, come on down again. You get to play the super prize round. You've been here before.
I've been here before.
Well, you know what to do. We're going to show you the playing fields of four video games. Identify them correctly, and you'll win these prizes. Kevin?
For three correct answers, it's the Sisey Sensor Chess, providing the realism of intelligent chess and the performance of a computer in a compact package. Sisey's provides 8 levels of strategic play for the beginner to the advanced player. Sisey's. And for 4 correct answers, the Texas Instruments home computer and monitor for education, home finance, and entertainment. You're not just playing, you're learning with the home computer and monitor from Texas Instruments.
We wish you luck. You all set to play?
Yes, I am.
Let's turn around and take a look at the first monitor. Alex, is this Space Attack or Galaga?
Galaga.
Right. Number 2, is this Rescue or Chopper Flight?
Rescue.
Yes. Number 3, Eliminator or Black Hole?
Eliminator.
Right. And now for the big prize, is this Space Rocks or Asteroids?
Asteroids.
You've got them. You got all 4 right. And you've won yourself a great prize. You stay with us because we're going to total up the points and see who goes for the grand prize, the Puyan video game, right after these words. And welcome back to Starcade, the big moment right here. We're going to find out who between Alex and Robert scored the most amount of points at the end of 3 games today and gets to play for the bonus prize, which is the grand prize, your very own video arcade game. Alex, let's take a look. You have a grand total of 27,922 points. Robert, your grand total is 24,974, a close game, but Alex, you're the winner. Robert, I want to thank you very much for being on the show. You've been a great contestant. We have some parting gifts for you, and you had a good time with us, I'm sure.
Yes, I did.
Thank you for being with us. Alex, right now, you're on the spotlight. 2 games remaining, Star Trek and Super Pac-Man. If you choose Star Trek, you must score in 30 seconds more than 2,847 points. If you pick Super Pac-Man, you must score more than 3,735 points. Now, that's the average score based on 20 people playing those games for 30 seconds. So, which one will it be?
I'm going to have to go with Star Trek.
You want Star Trek?
Yeah.
You've got it. And, Kevin, please tell us about Star Trek.
Welcome aboard, Captain. Command the Starship Enterprise on a Star Trek adventure. Your mission is to seek out and destroy Nomad and his gang of Klingon ships. Defend the starbases and the Enterprise from their continued assault. Keep your eye on the sector scanner to spot the approaching enemy, then zap them out of the galaxy using your targeting scanner. Dock with starbases for repairs and supplies, but be wary of antimatter saucers. The dangers are many in the game of Star Trek.
Alex, you can take Puyan home with you if you do something. In 30 seconds, get more than 2,847 points.
I am going to do my best.
We wish you luck. We want you to win, so turn around into playing position. Good luck to you. 30 seconds on our clock. Ready, begin.
Welcome aboard, Captain. Entering sector 1.3.
To count them. You got about 10,000 points. You got plenty of points. You won the game.
Oh.
Come on up here, folks. Who's in the audience with you today?
My grandmother and my friend Michael Wright.
Come on up here, Michael and Grandma and the whole gang. Come on up here, Robert. I want to thank everybody for being with us on the program. And we'll see all of you again next week on Starcade. Bye-bye.
For more information about Starcade, visit www.starcade.tv and g4tv.com/Starcade.
This is Kevin McMahon speaking. This has been a JM production.